Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, if you go to the dentist, you hear about brushing and flossing, and maybe you get bitched at by your hygienist for not flossing enough. Yesterday, I took my kids and my screaming husband. We all went to the dentist yesterday and got our teeth cleaned. We all got good, clean bills of health and our new toothbrushes and our floss. And my daughter didn't even get the bubble fruit toothpaste this time because she's 12. She doesn't want that anymore. But it's really important that you know about healthy teeth and gums because they can contribute to overall health more than you might even imagine. My guest today is Dr. Susan Maples. She's a dentist in the Lansing area of Michigan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Maples. So tell us a little bit about the connection. People don't always know about it, the connection between oral health and our overall health, plaque, cholesterol, heart disease even.
Unbelievable, actually. Thank you very much for having me. And it's my pleasure to help you understand this. The links between oral disease and systemic disease are many. The area of the gums in particular, the chronic inflammation that doesn't go away, causes damage to the inner linings of the blood vessels throughout the entire body, making them more penetrable to things like LDL cholesterol, setting up more atherosclerosis, but also bacteria from the tissue can penetrate the bloodstream and weave their way into these damaged blood vessels, making their own little nest and causing you risk of heart attack and stroke, various things like that. But think about the damage to vessels in general all over your body. Blood flow is so important. So now linked to dementia and liver disease and erectile dysfunction. We are seeing all kinds of links from periodontal disease to cancer of various sorts. So it's been a big deal to try to prevent that. And if you have it, address it. Healthy gums shouldn't bleed. And we have, of course, many contributing factors to that, both the unknown and unstable diabetic, the smoker, the genetically predisposed, people who have bacteria in their mouth that aren't supposed to be there, and how do we get rid of those, which we can diagnose through salivary testing. So it's a kind of a big area.
So first of all, how would you know if you have, you say healthy gums shouldn't bleed. Now mine bled during the cleaning yesterday. Is that normal?
No, really it isn't. We're really looking at bleeding as a sign. When your gums bleed, if you look in your mouth and they're a little puffy and they match the color of your lips, not your face, that redder color, that's inflammation. And that's a sign that the body has opened up capillaries, bringing in white blood cells to fight a war going on right there at the gum line. And that's inflammation. Your gums should be nice and tight and light, and we should be able to reach just under that cuff of tissue looking for any debris we might have and not cause bleeding.
So, wow. What about teeth brush? Toothbrushes. What kind do you want to? We only have 9 minutes, so I want to get through as much of this as we can.
Absolutely.
Toothbrushes. So we always get soft now from the dentist.
Yeah, for sure soft, but the research shows that you need to be using a power brush, a spin brush. They're anywhere from 16 to 50 times more effective, depending on the literature you look at. So the bristles doing the work much better in a power brush than you could ever do with your hand. So and a rechargeable one for adults, not the kind that you put the little batteries in. So that's a really, really important piece. The bristles still need to be soft. But the power brush just does so much better. And we're talking about everybody from, you know, the 2-year-old all the way to the 92-year-old. We're really looking at spin brushes as the real solution there.
Now, what about bad breath, Dr. Maples? Is that in your teeth, or do you attribute that more to gut health and stomach lining contents, things like that?
Well, both. Both from sinuses, from the back of the throat, from the tongue, from the teeth. Certainly periodontal disease and inflamed gums cause that, as well as, you know, bad gut bacteria. If you think about the mouth is part of the gut. We've identified 700 different strains of bacteria that exist in the mouth, and your particular strain, may have some that are more smelly than others, and how do we circumvent that? The other thing is we're really altering saliva flow with the number of prescription medications. So when you reduce the amount of flow of saliva that's cleansing your mouth, that really allows the odor to be there. I just finished a book you guys can find at Blabbermouth, 77 Secrets Only Your Mouth Can Tell You to Live a Healthier, Happier, Sexier Life. And certainly in the sexual health section, one of them is bad breath, which definitely is, you know, definitely not something that attracts you to a partner. So there's a big section in there if you want more detail on bad breath.
Now, what about mouthwash? Some people really like to use it, especially as we're talking about bad breath, but you say that some can actually work against us.
Yeah, well, definitely in the book, there's another section on rinses and what do you need and what do you want in a rinse. There are a whole lot of claims on these rinses. Most of them aren't true. The fact is that the rinsing is good, whether it's with water or with your fancy mouthwash. It helps soften plaque and make plaque easier to remove. But many of the rinses, especially like, well, I probably shouldn't name brand names on the air, but many of them are alcohol-based, and swishing with alcohol into the tissues is a precarcinogen, and we don't want alcohol slammed into the tissues. So now many of them are alcohol-free, but then you wonder, what are you really getting? The claims for whitening are really not there to lighten products. It's not really helping with lightening. There are some antimicrobials that are there to kill bacteria, but if you really had a bacterial infection that you needed to help with, you'd want a stronger prescription for that, something with chlorhexidine in it, something to be prescribed by your dentist. So I tell people, you know, don't waste your money, rinse with water. If, you know, if you're cavity prone, you want a higher level of fluoride than what's in there. The over-the-counter rinses, I believe, based on the literature, are just not as efficacious as they need to be.
Now, what about whitening? People are looking for all these whitening strips and trays and things. Do any of those products really work?
Yeah, some of them. The state-of-the-art whitening for more effective is still those flexible trays that you get custom fitted at your dental office where you dab the little product in and have it monitored by your dental office, and so you can control the percentage of it for effectiveness versus sensitivity of your teeth and gums, etc. But, you know, if you have relatively straight teeth and don't need a lot of lightening, those strips certainly work for sure. And yet there are lots of claims of lightening in this, that, toothpaste and mouth rinses and things like that. Those typically are not successful. As well, I don't think you need to double the financial investment and go to your do in-office lightening, which gives you a jump start, but most of that jump start is dehydration that reverses anyway. And most of those in-office lightening products are followed by the take-home trays that do the workhorse, that do the majority of the work.
Wow. So now we only have about a minute and a half left. Give us your best advice and tell us a little bit about dental probing. That's something people wonder about as well.
Probing is part of that, what we do to measure periodontal health. So it's a measuring probe that measures from the top of the gum line to the attachment to see if you've had bone loss. And when you pull the probe out, if there's bleeding, that's indicative of inflammation. I think this is a huge area. It's the new future of dentistry in terms of helping us help screen for and prevent systemic disease right from the dental chair. And I think if you're interested in this, get the book Blabbermouth. I think you'll love it. 77 Secrets Only Your Mouth Can Tell You to Live a Healthier, Happier, Sexier Life. You'll find it on Amazon. You can find it on blabbermouthbooks.com.
And you can go to drsusanmaples.com, and that's the best advice. So we all have to brush and floss every day. Go see your dentist every 6 months. Get your teeth cleaned, whether you have to drag your family in or yourself. It isn't that bad. It doesn't hurt. You may get bitched at a little from your hygienist, but that's to be expected. And so get in there, healthier mouth, healthier gums will make a healthier you, because it can contribute to everything from inflammation, cholesterol, plaques, to heart disease. So it's really important to keep healthy teeth and gums. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.